What is up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to the JP Palomo Show with myself, JP Palomo, and I am glad to be back. I took a few days off. I haven't posted a new episode in a while, but that's due to just staying busy at work, and I had a couple dental appointments I had to do and here and there, so I didn't have time this past week, and actually the week before, I think I posted one, but yeah, we've been discussing it with my buddy Jesus, and we're going to stay more consistent. Thanks to my good friend, I got a new boomstick holder for my microphone, which is super exciting. I love it. Let's see. So, the reason for my episode today, or I guess the purpose, is to talk about the launch that just happened on Thursday. So SpaceX, April 11th at 6:35, SpaceX launched the Falcon Heavy, and it carried the Arabsat 6A satellite. The satellite was deployed approximately 30 minutes after liftoff. I was lucky. I had the night off, and of course, my first thought was, whoa. So it was supposed to be on Wednesday, the launch, but they delayed it for 24 hours due to high upper level winds. So come Thursday, I was off. So I picked up my little guy and I said, you know what? What better way than to go and watch the liftoff as close as we could possibly be, which we actually didn't get as close like as we could, but it was pretty close. So I was happy. He had a blast. He loved it, every minute of it. So just his reaction alone, I mean, I'm a big space nerd, but just his reaction when he saw the Falcon take off and then the sonic booms at the end was priceless. So it made it all worth it. But what I was going to talk about, not only about that satellite, but the reason or the person behind it all, Mr. Elon Musk. So I was going to talk a little bit about him and how phenomenal entrepreneur and inventor he is, engineer. This guy is a genius. So he's a South African entrepreneur. He is known for founding Tesla Motors and SpaceX, which launched a landmark commercial spacecraft in 2012. So who is Elon Musk? Elon Musk was born on June 28, 1971. He's a South African-born American entrepreneur and businessman who founded X.com in 1999, which later went on to become PayPal. Wow, that was a long time ago. About 20 years ago. So in SpaceX in 2002, and he started Tesla Motors in 2003. Musk became a multimillionaire in his late 20s when he sold his startup company Zip2 to a division of Compact Computers. So this guy has been rich for a long time. He actually he wasn't born rich. He's just born a genius. This guy is insane. He made headlines in May 2012 when SpaceX launched a rocket that would send the first commercial vehicle to the International Space Station. He bolstered his portfolio with the purchase of SolarCity in 2016 and cemented his standing as a leader of industry by taking on an advisory role in the early days of President Donald Trump's administration. So how much is this Elon Musk worth, you ask? Well, his net worth as of December 2017 was $20.2 billion, and that's according to Forbes. Wow, that's crazy. He earned his first billion with the sale of PayPal in 2002, and SpaceX is valued at more than $20 billion. Now, with this launch that just happened, being that it was the first, they carried the first satellite into space, that's going to be, I'm sure his company's worth is going to go up after that. He's going to have land more contracts, government contracts from all over the world to send up, valuable, expensive stuff up in space. So at age 17, in 1989, Elon Musk moved to Canada to attend Queen's University and avoid mandatory service in the South African military. He left in 1992 to study business and physics at the University of Pennsylvania. He graduated with an undergraduate degree in economics and stayed for a second bachelor degree in physics. So this guy is just, he studying business, studying physics, economics. He's a smart dude. So after leaving Penn, he went to Stanford University in California to pursue a PhD in energy physics. However, his move was timed perfectly with the internet boom, and he dropped out of Stanford after just 2 days to become part of it, launching his first company, Zip2 Corporation. An online city guide, Zip2 was soon providing content for the new websites of both the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune. In 1999, a division of Compaq Computer Corporation bought Zip2 for $307 million in cash and $34 million in stock options. Whoa. That's crazy. And this, he was in his 20s. So, I mean, that's crazy money. And, you know, you got to be super smart to do that. So SpaceX, Musk founded his third company, Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, or SpaceX for short. It was founded in 2002 with the intention of building spacecraft for commercial space travel. By 2008, SpaceX was well established, and NASA awarded the company the contract to handle cargo transport for the International Space Station, with plans for astronaut transport in the future in a move to replace NASA's own space shuttle missions. Now, I grew up here in, for all of you guys that grew up here on the beautiful Treasure Coast, I got to see space shuttle launches when I was younger. And I remember just being this little boy, and it was the funnest thing for me, just standing there watching this huge heavy rocket just shoot out with people, you know, astronauts inside going to the space station. But so the Falcon 9 rockets, let's see, on May 22nd, 2012, Musk and SpaceX made history when the company launched its Falcon 9 rocket into space with an unmanned capsule. The vehicle was sent to the International Space Station with 1,000 pounds of supplies for the astronaut station there, marking the first time a private company had sent a spacecraft to the International Space Station. Of the launch, Musk was quoted as saying, "I feel very lucky. For us, it's like winning the Super Bowl." Yeah, I'm sure, buddy. That was a huge, huge breakthrough. Now, I think the only country, if I'm not mistaken, the only country right now that actually takes astronauts to the space station is Russia. But I know that US is working on doing that. So we'll see what happens. In December 2013, a Falcon 9 successfully carried a satellite to geosynchronous transfer orbit, a distance at which the satellite would lock into an orbital path that matched the Earth's rotation. In February 2015, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 fitted with the Deep Space Climate Observatory satellite, aiming to observe the extreme emissions from the sun that affect power grids and communication systems on Earth. So this company just, as time goes on, just now there's more successful missions. The company enjoyed another milestone moment in February 2018 with the successful test launch of the powerful Falcon Heavy rocket. I remember that mission. I remember reading about it before, and I remember couldn't wait for that day. The Falcon Heavy. Now, if you haven't seen those, like before the sun goes up, oh my god, it's such a sight, because it leaves this like white weird trail in the sky. It's I'm not sure what it is. It's the emissions from the fuel, but it's just this white, and it's the, obviously it's because it's in space, and the light hits it different, the sun hits it different up there. But It is cool. So I know the next mission is in April, I believe, April 27th of this month. And it's going to be at 5:55 in the morning, 5:45, I forgot. But I might just drive up to Coco and watch that. So armed with additional Falcon 9 boosters, the Falcon Heavy was designed to carry immense payloads into orbit and potentially serve as a vessel for deep space missions. For the test launch, the Falcon Heavy was given a payload of Musk's cherry red Tesla Roadster, equipped with cameras to provide some epic views. What was it called? It was the... he put like a dummy in the car. The Teslas, it was a convertible. I forget what they nicknamed it. Spaceman or something. That was super cool to see, though. Just this car just floating in orbit. In July, SpaceX enjoyed the successful landing of a new Block 5 Falcon rocket, which touched down on a drone ship less than 9 minutes after liftoff. In September 2017, Musk presented an updated design plan for his BFR, an acronym for either Big Effing Rocket or Big Falcon Rocket, a 31-engine behemoth topped by a spaceship capable of carrying at least 100 people. He revealed that SpaceX was aiming to launch the first cargo missions to Mars with the vehicle in 2022 as part of his overarching goal of colonizing the red planet. Let's hope so, Mr. Elon Musk. That would be something, huh, in our lifetimes to see colonization in Mars. I can't even imagine that. All right, so we talked a little bit about Mr. Elon Musk and his SpaceX background. We got Tesla Motors that he also started. So I will be right back with the Tesla for you. All right, welcome back. I had to take a little break there to put on my what do you call it? Oh god. Wow, my mind just went completely blank. My sponsor, wow, that was super easy. So what I was saying is, so he was a founder of SpaceX and he was the co-founder of Tesla Motors. So he's a CEO and product architect at Tesla Motors, a company dedicated to producing affordable mass market electric cars as well as battery products and solar roofs. Musk oversees all product development, engineering, and design of the company's products. So this guy, I mean, I don't even know. This guy is just super smart. I mean, he's engineering cars, designing product development. He's launching rockets. He's thinking about colonizing Mars. Smart dude. 5 years after its formation in 2008, the company unveiled the Roadster, a sports car capable of accelerating from 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. Get out of here. As well as traveling nearly 250 miles between charges of its lithium-ion battery. With a stake in the company taken by Daimler and a strategic partnership with Toyota. Wow, I didn't know that. That's cool. Toyota and Daimler. Tesla Motors launched its initial public offering in June 2010, raising $226 million. So I heard him in one of his videos that he had. He was doing an interview, but he said he almost failed when Tesla first started, I believe. He almost failed because the first models, I guess they weren't really selling as they thought they were, and they had all this money they had invested, but thankfully they got it going. I believe he said that the following year they came out strong, sold all their cars. Now you gotta actually join a list before you get your car. You can't just go and buy one. You gotta like order it and stuff. It's pretty cool. Additional successes include the Model S, the company's first electric sedan capable of covering 265 miles between charges. The Model S was honored as the 2013 Car of the Year by Motor Trend magazine. In April 2017, Tesla announced that it surpassed General Motors to become the most valuable U.S. car maker. The news was an obvious boon to Tesla, which was looking to ramp up production and release its Model 3 sedan later that year. Huh. I didn't know that. Alright, so... In April of 2018, with Tesla expected to fall short of first quarter production forecast, news surfaced that Musk had pushed aside the head of engineering to personally oversee efforts in that division. In a Twitter exchange with a reporter, Musk said it was important to divide and conquer to meet production goals and was back to sleeping at factory. Wow. So see, that's when they fell short is the first quarter of what, December 2017 or 2018. But I'm glad they're doing well. After signaling that the company would reorganize its management structure, Musk in June announced that Tesla was laying off 9% of its workforce, though its production department would remain intact. In an email to employees, Musk explained his decision to eliminate some duplication of roles to cut costs, admitting it was time to take serious steps towards turning a profit. The restructuring appeared to pay dividends, as it was announced that Tesla had met its goal of producing 5,000 Model 3 cars per week, wow, by the end of June, while churning out another 2,000 Model S sedans and Model X SUVs. "We did it," Musk wrote in a celebratory email to the company. "What an incredible job by an amazing team." Wow, man. Mr. Elon Musk, I salute you, sir. I salute you. All right, guys. Well, I could go on a little bit more about Elon Musk. I think what I'm gonna do is my buddy Jesus, we're pretty good fan. I don't know where I got that. I was gonna say we're pretty good fans. Oh God, no, we always discuss Elon Musk because when it comes to people achieving great goals, you got to look at Elon Musk. So we're always talking positive and you know, just talking about everything we could do to make our futures brighter. So we always bring him up in the conversation. So what I think we'll do is we're gonna get a episode together, and then we'll just talk a little more about Elon Musk and other influential people that are just completely changing humanity. Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. That's all I have for you guys today. I just wanted to drop an episode, especially after that rocket launch. That was so cool. I want to go back again soon, but stay tuned for other shows, other episodes. I do have an interview coming up with you guys. I'm not going to say the name, but it rhymes with Triggs. Last name Triggs, first name Lay. That's what it rhymes with. So all right, guys, I will see you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in to the JP Paloma Show. I will be at Blue Agave tonight. I actually have to hurry up and get ready, but I will be bartending tonight at Blue Agave, so swing on by. I know we got the Hibiscus Festival in Vero. Swing on by for a margarita. All right, I'll see you guys next time. Thank you. Peace.